Namaskaram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Vahini Satsang. Today is March 5th, 2020. And if you have been following the updates from Prashant Nilayam, today is a very, very sacred day. Today, it seems like heralding a golden era of Sri Satya Sai Avatar. A beautiful bronze life-size idol of Bhagwan now occupies the altar in Prashantinilayam. And if you go back 2 decades ago, you will learn when the statue came, everyone around felt, why do we need a idol when Bhagwan is there in the physical form? When Bhagwan asked, how is it? The students around did not say anything, because to them it just did not feel right. When Bhagwan asked repeatedly, then one boy said, Swami, why do we need an idol when we have you? And Bhagwan says, what happens when this body is not there? And the boy says, Swami, you're going to be with us for so many more years. Why should we even think of those times? And then Bhagwan reveals, I chose when should be my advent, and I will choose when should be my disappearance. You may think it is 96 years, but that can change. Do not get carried away by this physical frame. Focus only on the real Swami. Focusing on the real Swami, to me, is focusing on Bhagwan's message. What is the master without the message? Bhagwan said, my life is my message. And the avatar was so compassionate, so kind in this form as Sri Satya Sai, that he painstakingly wrote down his message. He penned every syllable of his instruction so that there is no gap, there is no dilution, there is no misinterpretation, there is no contamination. And beginning with Prema Vahini, Bhagwan wrote Sandeya Nivarini, Dharma Vahini, Jnana Vahini, Gita Vahini, and so on. And it has been our privilege and opportunity in these sessions on Thursday nights to contemplate on these precious pearls gifted by Bhagwan to all of us. By His grace, we are now ruminating on Sandeha Nivarini. We are in chapter 7. peripheries of understanding, we broke the chapter into various parts, and now we are in segment 7.3 of chapter 7. And if you have read this chapter, if you have been following this series, this is a very different chapter wherein Bhagwan has, as Bhakta, is saying, I don't have any doubts, but just tell me what are those important tenets which will make me near and dear to God. And now Bhagwan, as the Divine Master, lays down simple yet potent and powerful precepts for our daily life and living. If we want to lead a divine life, if we want to lead a spiritual life, if we want to lead a life in which becomes near and dear to God. And Bhagwan says, spend enough time contemplating on each of these gems. And that is what we have been doing in the last few episodes of Vahini Satsang. And today we will continue in ruminating on segment 7.3 by Bhagwan's grace on this beautiful auspicious day. Swami has sent Professor Bhagya from the Department of Management Studies for the students of Bhagwan. He is a very familiar figure, a mentor for generations of students. Anyone who has done his management in Bhagwan's university would immediately shine in reverence and respect for Bhagya sir, for what he does to every student who steps into the portals of Bhagwan's university. It's our blessing that he is with us today as we contemplate on what Bhagwan has written in segment 7.3. So we'll listen to this segment and then we'll pray to Swami to see how he guides this discussion.
Try to keep under check the five sins that the body commits: killing, adultery, theft, drinking intoxicants, and meat eating. The sacred life can reach the highest if these can be completely avoided. 16. One must be always vigilant, without a moment's carelessness, against the eight sins that the mind perpetrates: kamam or lust, krodham or anger, lobham or greed, moham or attachment, mada or ego, envy, hatred and pride. Man's primary duty is to keep all these things at a safe distance. 17. When in pursuit of wrong actions, man's mind acts hurriedly. During these times, without allowing the mind to go its way, remember the name of the Lord and attempt to do some good deed or the other. Those who do thus will certainly become fit for the grace of the Lord. 18. First, give up the evil tendency to feel envious at the prosperity of others and the desire to harm them. Be happy that others are happy. Sympathize with those who are in adversity and wish for their well-being. This is the sign of God's love present in you. 19. Patience is all the strength that man needs. 20. Those who aspire for happiness must be engaged in good deeds. 21. It is easy to conquer anger through love, attachment through reasoning, falsehood through truth, bad through good, and greed through charity. 22. Do not respond to the words of the wicked. It is good to keep them at a distance. In fact, do not have any relationship with such people. 23. Seek the company of good men, even at the cost of your honor and life. However, pray to God to bless you with the discrimination needed to distinguish between the good and the bad. You must also endeavor to do this with the intelligence given to you. 24. No doubt, those who conquer kingdoms and earn fame in the world are hailed as heroes. But truly, those who have conquered the senses must be acclaimed as the conquerors of the universe. 25. The results of one's action, whether good or bad, continue to always pursue man. 26. Greed yields only sorrow. Contentment is best. There is no happiness greater than contentment. 27. The evil manipulations of the mind has to be uprooted, else it will ruin life itself. 28. Bear with fortitude both loss and grief, and search for that which will benefit you and grant you joy. 29. When you are invaded by anger, practice silence or remember the name of the Lord. Do not remind yourself of things which will inflame the anger more. That will do incalculable harm. 30. From this moment, avoid all bad habits. Do not delay or postpone. They do not contribute the slightest joy or happiness.
So that is what Bhagwan has mentioned. And dear listeners, we have been spending a lot of time the last few episodes in trying to understand what Bhagwan has written in point number 23. In fact, I had close to 3 sessions where we spent a time on what is good company and what is the nature of a good person, how we should ensure that there is no compromise, to what extent we should be good. Is it okay to be almost good? How to maintain this goodness and so on. And in the previous episode, I spent some time on point number 24, wherein Bhagwan says, no doubt, those who conquer kingdoms and earn fame in the world are hailed as heroes, but truly, those who have conquered the senses must be acclaimed as the conquerors of the universe. To me, this seems like a very, very potent, very, very important tenet, and something which takes years and a lot of effort, isn't it, sir?
Yes, I agree with you. It's wonderful. It reminds me a lot of interactions Bhagwan has had given to me ever since 86 he allowed me to be here. Every point recalls so many interactions. I don't know how many and where should I share. It's not just a point wise. As and when things come, it'll be definitely related to, not in the sequence, but all these points.
Yes.
Let me start with one very small but very important for me.
Mm-hmm.
After chemical engineering, I wanted to go to US.
Yes.
For getting MS degree, out of 60 students in my class, 55 had applied and got the admission before even they pass the final year. I also had applied, got the admission. Just to cut the story short and come to the point, I got the, all the papers ready. I went to my mother and told her, "Mother, everything is ready. You just give the, give okay, then I will arrange my, the air ticket." She did not say anything to me. I was looking at her face. My idea was, I told her that we are financially not that good. So my aim is to go US, get a degree, 18 months, work another couple of years, come back with a lot of money, then we'll be more comfortable. She, as if she is not listening.
Okay.
Then I understood there is something else. I asked her, "Mother, you don't want me to go?" Still no reply. Then I took a chance. No reply means she wants that. 50% is right. So I just literally from my mind, it came that she doesn't want you to go. I tore the papers, admission paper, scholarship paper, put it in dustbin.
Oh.
And touched her feet. She then, her answer was tears rolling on cheeks.
And
she embraced me, hugged me, kissed me. That was the answer. But it came out from her mouth, "Bete, son, you will go abroad, not just with your expense, companies will send you. Not once, several times you go."
Wow.
So I thought I have made my mother happy, because Swami has always said, "You don't know how Lord will be happy with you, but if you make mother happy, is equivalent to making me happy."
Yes.
So with that I was comfortable. Years later, this happened in 1969. Years later, when 86 I came here, a thought flashed in my mind.
And 69 you didn't know Swami?
No. I knew, I had darshan in 68, but no more interaction till I got married in 79.
Yeah, but you had this love for mother right from your childhood.
I used to consider her as if, or it is a fact even till today. My parents are my God in physical form. Because I used to imagine that God is there, is a power, Shakti, which operates the whole world. But there's no physical form of God. Well, I've never seen. They talk about Krishna and stories and all. I never used to believe. I said, yes, it could be correct, but I have not seen. For me, my parents, who have looked after me, brought me up, given me all the good qualities, virtues, they are God for me.
Wow.
So, pleasing parents was my first priority in life. Now, when I came here in 86, Swami gave an interview, first interview. No, first interview was here. Subsequently, another interview in Bindavan. He said, "Do you know why you are here?" I said, "Swamiji, I don't know, it is your grace." He said, "No, because you have pleased your parents."
Oh, he said that?
Yes.
Wow.
I said, "Swami, I used to argue with my father." He said, "That is because you thought that you are educated and he is illiterate. But actually he is educated and you are not."
Wow.
In wisdom. So, but you have loved your parents, you have served your parents. Reward of that, you are got the sanadhi with me.
Wow.
Now, it doesn't stop there. I was contemplating. So this thought came to me, one of the small thing was not to go to US and please my mother. Similarly, father in her health problems, okay, that is immaterial now, I mean irrelevant now. Then a thought came to me, see, I wanted to go to US for my prosperity, earning money, but what was the necessity of going to USA? First of all, USA is the wealth. Only for the wealth people go. I mean, from India, a student, person like me at that time. And for that...
And when you want material prosperity.
Material prosperity. And for that, I had to prepare myself, and I got a good score in GRE and TOEFL. These are two basic things. So, a flash came to my mind. I was going to USA for getting a degree MS, Master of Science, into bracket, Chemical Engineering. Swami has given me, because of mother's blessing, Swami has already given me the admission in USA. USA is not United States of America. Universal self-awareness.
Oh, wow.
Universal psi awareness, which I didn't know before. And for that USA, I had appeared for TOEFL, test of English for...
test of...
English for foreign language.
Foreign language, yes.
Whereas here, also Swami gives me TOEFL, test of equanimity for liberation.
Oh, wow.
Then another course was, another was GRE, Graduate Record Examination.
Yes.
Whereas here, Swami has brought me to get God Realization Experience.
Wow.
I was going there for MS, Master of Science. Here, Swami gives me a degree of Master of Senses.
Yes.
Wow. And after you get degree of Master of Senses, Swami gives you BS, Beyond Senses, degree of BS.
Wow.
After you get Beyond Senses, BS, then you get SB, which is Supreme Bliss. So by just giving up the material wealth, you get the spiritual wealth.
Wow.
Automatically, you don't have to ask for anything. Material wealth will automatically be given to you. A small example of that, even while I was working as a chemical engineer in India, in Mumbai, Thane, first few years, of course, because of good academic background, good company, good paymasters, I was always motivated. I used to do best to my ability. My father had taught me that two things you remember. One, whatever salary you are getting, see that 10 times the salary you give the benefit to the organization.
Oh, wow.
Second one, never tell a lie. Even if you make a mistake, admit that mistake. Face the consequences. It will be good for your future. Now, with that, I did my best in the company called, at that time, Nosal National Organic Chemical Industry Limited. Believe me, 3 years, they gave me some confirmation. Another 2 years, they give some minor step one promotion, which is not really a promotion, even though I was a topper in the university and working very hard on every problem. It went on almost about 7 years, seven and a half years. I did not rebelling or fighting with the management or my superiors that why you are not giving me promotion. Because my father had taught me that when he used to be follower of Guru Nanak, he said, Tera bahana meetha lage. That means whatever Lord is giving you, excuse me, take it as a prasadam, his prasadam, sweet prasadam. So I said, okay, I'm doing my best. So, in 1978 or so, after nearly 8 years or little less than 8 years, one managing director came from Netherlands. There was an exchange program. Always it used to be after 3-4 years, the managing director from Holland will come and our one person will go for training. Even at different levels, couple of people will go. He asked me on performance appraisal at the end of the year that, Mr. Bhagya, You have been doing very well in the organization. In fact, your performance is so good that many times you got double increment and even more. But why you are not promoted? I was holding my sort of desire till then. The way he provoked me, out of his goodness, that whether there's any problem with me or I have refused, I said, "Sir, you have all my interviews in your hand, in my file. What remarks they have written, I don't know. Since you are asking me, and you have been frank enough to touch this point, excuse me, I want to ask you, you please tell me, why am I not promoted?"
Mm-hmm. Why was this denied to me?
Yeah, why was it? Still, he really, his face became a change, and he sincerely took it as an assignment. "Mr. Bhagya, I'll come back in few days' time." It was around 20th of December or so. After 4 days, he came back. He said, on 24th of December, on eve of Christmas, "Here is a gift for you, Christmas gift for you, Bhagya." I said, "What's that?" He said, "Right now, from this moment, today, you are promoted to higher scale, higher grade." I was very happy, grateful to him.
Wow.
Then he said that doesn't stop here. "I have recommended that next year, before April, you will go on an exchange basis to Netherlands with another promotion."
Oh, amazing.
"And you will learn whatever the loopholes or whatever difficulties we face here. Similar plants, you go and study, bring back the technology and apply it here." Then I thought it's more than what I expected. A blind man asked for one eye, he gave me two eyes. He said, "Wait, when you come back, I have already written that you will come back with the third promotion. You will be in charge of the whole plant."
Oh my God.
"And nobody can change it because I have written it." So a thought came to me. Arey wah, dene wala jabhi deta pura chapar fark. Dene wala, Lord decides to give.
Yes.
But the spiritual significance is,
it's bountiful, yes.
You control your emotions.
Yes.
Keep doing your best to your ability. Nobody can deny
what has to come to you.
But what Lord has decided to give to you.
Yes.
Temporarily it may be delayed. But so when I did not care about my promotion, with one shot I got three promotions.
Yes.
That is what I
mean. That's what Swami is saying, you know, you'll become the conqueror of the universe. I mean, the universe comes after you.
Yes.
You don't have to go after the things of the world.
Correct.
The universe will come after you.
Yes.
And gift it to you. Put it on your, onto your lap.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. Similarly, some more. Okay, that I will add a little later. Let us come to the next, another point.
Yeah, I think this, as you mentioned, sir, about how if we can control our urges, and if you are not after fame, if you are not after the material things of the world, as Jesus used to say, choose the kingdom of the Lord, and everything else shall be added on to you. And I think that is something whoever has experimented with has experienced it.
Sure.
And I think people who have had the chance to actually be with Bhagwan, I think you experience that day in and day out. Once you have Bhagwan, everything else just keeps happening.
Absolutely.
So beautifully in your life. You just need to have that faith. And I think at the same time, Swami is talking about conquering the senses. It is, many times I feel that, you know, it is easy to go out and get a PhD and, you know, maybe earn a lot of money, but it is not really easy to conquer these urges. You know, somebody might have, you spend 5-10 years, you'll get a PhD, but to to say that I have conquered anger, to say that I have conquered greed, I have conquered lust, all that needs so much of
inner strength
and yes. sadhana, and these are the true degrees that Swami is looking looking at,
yes.
not the outside degrees.
Yeah,
and these are degrees which people can take years to get.
True.
And the Lord is very happy if you are pursuing these degrees than the outside degrees. As you said, not master of science, but the master of senses. This is the degree that Swami wants to give us. And the Divine Master wants to bless us with such promotions, actually.
Correct.
So, I think that is something. And if you are a student in Bhagwan's University, if you are going to Balvikas, I think all the training that happens in the university, in the hostels, or in the Balvikas mm-hmm. sessions, in the sessions of SSEHB, and that happens all over the world. I think I feel everything is just a training ground
Absolutely.
Towards this. Very how to control these urges.
Yeah, very, very correct. On this, two incidents come to my mind. First, I will tell you about one student.
Mm-hmm.
Invariably, students share everything with me, even the interactions with Bhagwan in the interview room.
Mm.
One boy, I think you will recall, Swami used to be very fond of distributing prasadam, and all the prasadam vessels used to lie in the interview room. Swami used to come after darshan, yes. he will signal four or five boys,
yes.
tell them, go, and bring out the prasadam and start distributing. So that used to be as of an honor, or more than that, you become elevated. Yes. The Lord has chosen me because the boys used to have inner motive also, which I'll just share.
Mm.
So after the prasadam distribution, empty vessels will go back in the interview room. Swami will go back. Personally, he would give prasadam to each of the students, and they feel blessed. Because the Swami is...
You just did service now, and the reward also has come immediately.
Swami used to give. Not only that,
mm-hmm.
Pushteep, I tell you, boys used to consider this as a mini interview.
Yes.
Because they will carry their letters.
Yes.
They, whatever problems they have.
Because you're just three or four
yes.
inside the interview room, and if Swami...
One-on-one with Swami.
Gives you the chance, you can be with Swami in the interview room.
Yeah.
Mm.
So one such session... Five boys were chosen, and Swami was the after the prasadam distribution, gave them vibhuti prasadam and also the prasadam laddu. Then one by one they were taking namaskar from Bhagwan. Swami was at the threshold of the interview room. Four boys came out. Fifth one, he refused to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was wondering, what's this boy? Swami, I want to showing with signal non-verbal communication that I want to tell something to you, Swami, please. Swami took him inside
mm-hmm.
in the interview room. Later on, boy told me that boy told Swami, Swami, I have committed lot of wrongs mm-hmm. in my life, some sins which I can know that they are sins, but I have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Please forgive me, Swami. What do I do?
Mm.
Swami is so compassionate. Instantaneously, Swami told him, forget the past. Past is past.
Wow.
And I have made your slate clean. From now onwards, live good life.
Wow.
Boy was very happy. Then he said, but Swami, how do I overcome this habit? I have a very bad habit. So, Swami said, very easy. You remember me. Bad habit will not come to you. In fact, boy thought that once he said that all my karma over, nothing will happen. But he couldn't come out of this bad habit.
Mm-hmm.
After a few months, again he got the opportunity, and same way he told Swami that, Swami, no, I'm not free from the problem. I said, why? Swami, I'm not able to control myself. Swami told him, did you take my name? Yes, Swami. I took your name. Your name has no power, Swami. Swami became so angry, sort of. Shown, hey, how dare you say that my name has no power? Did you take my name at that moment when you were about to commit error? Boy was quiet. No, Swami. Then Swami explained to him, see, any these things, these are instincts which last only 5.5 seconds. Those 5.5 seconds, if you keep yourself away, particularly if you remember me with all my power and glory, you will be free from that instinct, that temporary peak. And then you look back, you realize, oh, thank you, Swami. I was about to commit an error and you saved me.
In 5.5 seconds, if you think about Swami, you can purge the urge.
Absolutely. But I didn't know this secret. When he told me that,
but you have to think about Swami at that moment.
That moment. Again, after
his power, the divine power, will embolden you to control the vagaries of the mind.
That's it. So, that is the key. But to earn his grace, you have to put efforts, sincere efforts. Shall I tell another example?
Please.
Of anger, which is a common...
But I think because these are very, very important tips for youngsters, because, you know, especially in these times when it is so difficult to control the urges, it is so difficult to keep your mind focused, you have so many distractions, and with smartphones and with so many gadgets, you know, the number of distractions and the ways the mind can get really deluded and distracted have... really increased manifold and multifold than what it was probably 10, 20, 30 years ago. And I think it's not only youth, everyone is finding it difficult really to, you know, rein in the horses, the horses, as Swami used to say. And so anything that you can share on this, because Swami is saying this is so important, because what is more important for us is to earn the degree from Swami. And once we practice this, then we'll see the benefit. We'll see the benefit of how we are becoming the conqueror of the universe, Swami says. You know, now what is happening is we are becoming slave of the senses, but we'll become conquerors of the universe.
True.
That is what Swami is promising, and every word is worth its weight in gold. And so I think, so whatever you can share on this will definitely help the youngsters and everyone, actually, for that matter.
Very first interview, 1979, 9th of September. Before even I... 1986, I'm sorry, 9th of September 1986. Very first interview with Swami, me and my wife and daughter. When we entered, just to give you the joy of a little bit interview, Swami pointed out to my wife, saying that this sari Swami gave you 1977, 9 years back, Vrindavan, summer course, summer school, and you were reading the summary of the proceedings, and you offer arati to Swami. Isn't it?
Oh my God.
Oh gosh. 9 years later, looking at the sari, this sari I gave you. I was clean bold with the first interview.
Absolutely.
But it was not enough as if. Then when we sat in front of Bhagawan, Swami asked my wife, how's your durvasa?
Oh,
I understood. He is hitting at my anger. A very short temper right from childhood. And more so, it's a sign of ego. Anger. Because I used to think that I'm doing my job so perfect. How can people find mistake with me? And if, particularly when somebody agrees with me that he's wrong or I'm right, or let us do in a particular way. After the agreement, if a person deviates from that, I used to lose temper. I think that was the sort of Swami finally further explained that what used to create trigger anger in Durvasa. He couldn't bear the untruth. So same was the case with me. Therefore Swami appropriately asked my wife. My wife tried to protect me, saying that nahi Swami, no Swami, utna anger nahi karta. He is not that short tempered. Then Swami told her, hey, you shut up. I know. He not only shows anger at you, even at me also, he is angry with me also.
Swami said.
So you keep quiet. Then I didn't say anything. After a few months, because of the anger, positive side is, we got more than half a dozen interviews.
Oh.
So after a few months, Swami again called. Again the same question. How's your Durvasa? Swami is asking my wife. I kept quiet. Then I said, Swami, I need your grace. Then he said, my grace is always there. You should control anger. I didn't know how to control anger. But he said, my grace is there. I said, Swami, I need your help. Yes, I'm helping you. That day, morning after the interview in the interview room, Parthi, I went to college. Very first thing when I went, Dean, he gave a look at me that, why are you late? Then I told him that, sir, we got interview. Therefore, I'm late. Okay. Then he said something, just cutting the story short, which I didn't agree with him in principle. I said, no, sir. My conscience doesn't permit me to allow you to take boys a written industrial tour report. He wanted to take that as the assignment, written assignment in communication skills. I said, sir, we have not informed them. How can we take an assignment which will call for 25 marks? No, sir. He said, see, I'm your boss. Do what I tell you. I said, yes, I will do. But my conscience doesn't permit. I will go and report to higher authorities. So, but my thought came to my mind, Swami, just now you told me that I'm helping you and you have created a situation where I lost my temper, and to the extent that I went and sort of I'm going to complain about him to higher authorities. Okay. Then I came for lunch. During lunchtime, moment I entered the house, some 5-6 people's luggage was lying in our house. I asked my wife, what is this? Who has come? She said, they have come. They have gone for lunch in the canteen. I said, but they didn't get the room. She said, where are the rooms nowadays? Those years, very difficult to get accommodation inside. So I asked her, you mean to say they will stay with us? She said, what else? That again, flared my anger. I said, one bathroom, right from 1 o'clock in the night, we'll have to start for 6 o'clock morning darshan. Then, why did you? You should have common sense. Why did you do that? Then very softly she said that they are your relatives, not my relatives. Then I kept quiet. Then after some time, darshan time, darshan ground itself, some told me, kaisa hai tumhara anger? How's your anger? I said, Swami, you said you are in my mind. I said, Swami, you said you are helping me. He said, still bubbles are coming out. Bubbles.
Oh.
So that means I have not been able to. One more interview. He said that, see, when anger comes, it is a short-lived, it's a peak. You must, he was telling my wife, bring a glass of cold water and give it to him. I said, Swamiji, if she brings cold water, not only glass I'll throw, I'll tell her, you also go out. Then he said, see, you should leave that place so that the environment change, go to another room. I said, Swami, how can I leave that room when I'm angry on certain thing with people around and all? it will not work, Swami. In the interview room, you can be very frank with Swami.
Mm.
Because I have tried all these things, didn't work with me. Because my ego was too much.
Mm.
Then Swami said, see, you should go and sleep in another room. Swami, how can I sleep when I'm angry?
Mm-hmm.
So, nothing. All suggestions are negative.
Mm.
Out of love, what he did,
mm-hmm.
he created a pendant.
Uh-huh.
And one side it was Swamiji's smiling face.
Mm-hmm.
Another side was Shri Baba's picture sitting on a stone.
Mm-hmm.
So Swami said, see, when you get angry, take this pendant out, look at it, and your anger will go away.
Wow.
It is so powerful. After that, of course, I had to use a couple of times.
Mm.
Bring it, but I must remember to bring it out.
Mm.
But gradually, it went off. Now, it's not just to highlight the interviews Bhagwan has given me and how great I am. No, 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 no. The point to be noted here is to overcome the question which you put, mm. to overcome the tendencies, you have to put sincere efforts.
Yes.
Which may or may not give you the fruits. But seeing the sincere efforts and praying to the Lord, He will shower His grace.
He will give the grace, yes.
Ultimately, all the control over the senses can be only through His grace, not otherwise.
I mean, that mastery of the senses can come only when we get the grace of the Master.
Absolutely.
But the Master will grace us only when He sees that we are putting those masterly efforts.
Sincere efforts.
Sincere efforts, yes. Those efforts, He should be really happy with our sincerity in
results lie with Him.
With Him, yes, yes.
He can, in a split second, change our mind. But not for any, everybody.
Yes.
First, have we put our efforts?
Yes.
Whether successful or unsuccessful, we must put our efforts.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Beautiful. I think, I mean, you can go on and on when you talk about every urge, everything that Swami wants us to overcome. But
yes.
I think the bottom line is you need the grace of the Divine. For that, you will have to put in the effort. And most important thing what you mentioned is whenever you get something where you feel you are being swayed by your senses, stop, think about Swami.
Yeah.
For 5.5 seconds, as you said, and draw the grace, draw the power of Swami to conquer that urge. And I think that is something which will help all of us. And if he, in fact, that is again connected to the next point where Bhagwan is telling the results of one's action, whether good or bad, continue to always pursue man. And if you know that what you're doing in that moment of lapse, that is going to come back to you,
yeah.
then again you'll be careful. But we should have that
conviction.
Conviction and that understanding at that point, awareness at that point in time, that, you know, yeah, I am now indulging in this, but you know what, I have to face, it is, as they say, it is nectar now, but it will become bitter later. So I think that is again the law of the universe, whatever goes around, comes around. And,
oh, yes.
And if you remember that also, that will help us in conquering our senses, isn't it? Swami is saying so clearly here, the results of one's action, whether good or bad, continue to always pursue man.
On this, do we have time a little more?
Yeah, maybe we can start the discussion on this. We have 5-10 minutes.
Yes, on this point.
Yeah.
I remember Swami used to say that if you do good, good will come back to you.
Mm.
And if you do wrong,
mm.
The consequences also have to come back to you.
Yes.
One thing for sure it is, it never nullifies that I have done some sins and let me now go on poor feeding this, that, and it will nullify. And
so I cannot go and earn my livelihood in wrong means and then use that money to do some charity and say thing that I'm cancelling it out.
And it will never cancel. You will get the consequences of both the actions.
Both.
Good or bad. One best example, in initial years, I heard from Swami, there was, of course, this very personal gentleman is no more there, but the example is very important, which gave me the excellent understanding of this equation. One gentleman, he was in charge of our South Indian canteen. Knowingly, I'm not taking the name. He used to feed the devotees, bhaktas coming any time, any part of India, at any moment, day or night, he will feed them. Because there were no facilities available at that time.
No other canteen.
Yeah, no other canteen outside, nothing was available.
Yes.
He was short-tempered, and also maybe little ego that he is doing so good work that he is feeding.
He was dedicated to Swami.
He was dedicated. He was doing all the time for Swami. So he will give them little reaction, but like again mother, okay, come now, you come 10 o'clock. This is the time to come. You, what do you think? Do you think that you are such and such, your king or your governor, that you go anytime and you expect that the food will come to you, it will be served to you? But next moment he will cool down and serve them with full love. After serving many years, time came, he fell sick because of his age. And he was suffering from very terminal disease. Then, Swami Antaryami, before he gave up the body, Swami went to him and told him, Mr. So-and-so, see, I have come to you. He cried. Swami, after serving you so much, is this a way I have to suffer? He was crying bitterly. Swami said, still you are not understanding. Because you have served my devotees, you are getting my darshan.
Swami himself has come to the
Swami room. Himself came. But the way you are dealing, many times you hurt them, hurt their feelings. Therefore you have to go through the consequences of that also. So this equation, I remember, I understood then and there. You can't nullify, cancel one against another.
Yes, and I think that is so important. I mean, I remember just contemplating on this, I just wrote something. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
Very good. Newton's third law.
When and how it will boomerang is anybody's guess. If we don't want our life to be a mess, we have to think through before we engage in any deed. Because
correct,
lovely mangoes can come only from a mango seed.
Mango seed, it has to go through mango seed, then the sapling, the tree.
Yes.
And initially, raw mango, which if you taste it, will be so bitter. It has to grow silently,
correct,
patiently. It has to become big. It
takes time.
Even after it becomes big, you have to allow it to be attached to the tree so that it gets ripened.
Yes.
And when it's ripened, it will fall itself. That sweetness will be the fragrance and sweetness.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, it's a process, but the thing is, you will get a mango, lovely mango, only from a mango seed. You cannot get it, as Swami used to say, from
lemon seed.
A lemon seed. So, I mean, that is so important. And many times, when we go through difficult times in life, you know, we say that it is because of this person that I'm going through this thing in my life, or it is because of that person that I'm facing all these troubles in my life. But I feel that the truth is, everything that you're experiencing is what you have created for yourself.
Absolutely. You hit the nail rightly. No need to blame anybody. Once we understand this law of karma. But then, one thing is there. In spite of that, if you do good, a beautiful example Bhagavan has given, yeah, this comes to me, my mind, that supposing according to my karma, I am supposed to walk on a path laden with stones, glass pieces, thorns, and I have done good karma. Because of the fruits of good karma and God's grace, Lord will come to my rescue. He will not clean the path for me. No. He'll give me a safety shoes to wear it. Then the effects of my bad karma will not hurt me so much. Similarly, if I have to walk on in scorching sun, because I have done good karma, He will give an umbrella.
Yes.
So, it's not that the nullification or cancellation, but good karma will support us to face the consequences of bad karma.
But that's the reason why it is so important to keep doing good.
Good.
All the time.
Irrespective of what others, as you said, in that context I was trying to explain, that even though you feel that that fellow is so irrational, mean, you do good. What we are facing is because of my past karma.
Correct.
So that should not stop me being good to him.
Yes. Because now what you will do will become the seed.
Absolutely, for the future.
For the future tree. And I think that is something that Bhagavan used to always mention, how the present is a tree of the seed that was planted in the past, and the future is all the time being planted now in the present.
Very good.
And I think that is something that we have to constantly remind ourselves. And I think if you are all the time conscious of it, just that we are not able to see this, but actually once we become more conscious of this, we can actually see it also. It happens in our lives. You know, sometimes you feel that, yeah, I know, this is coming back. Yeah. You get that feeling.
Yes.
You know, whenever something wrong happens, also you feel, yeah, this is coming back. You know, I only created this for myself. So, I mean, that understanding also comes with time. Wow, and I think there is definitely this whole point, even though it is just one line, but that is in essence one of the tenets of Indian culture and the one of the laws of the universe. There is also one section, always continue to pursue.
It's actually the best, I feel, even though you're not asked a question to me, I would like to share. Once you have firm conviction that every being is the embodiment of the same awareness, Atma, God, consciousness, life force, whatever names you give, it's immaterial. So, core of everything is same consciousness, then you will not knowingly do anything wrong or hurt anyone or cheat anyone. That's very important. When we forget that, out of ignorance, the greed comes. And when the greed comes, again, Lord reminds us by giving us the consequences of our bad karma. Even if just small thing we carry in our mind continuously, that will remove our ego and make us behave what is expected of us. And that also will give us maintaining equanimity. Once Swami told in Vrindavan, the highest devotion is maintaining equanimity under all circumstances at all the time. And you need not do any other devotion, any other bhakti or any other sadhana if you are able to maintain equanimity. It is very easily said, but you'll be able to do it with firm conviction that God is in everyone and it is His will. God is too wise to make mistake to give me problems or anything, and He is too compassionate to ignore me or give me any trouble. So, with this understanding, it will make us increase our not only devotion, spiritual upliftment. You will be so calm. You're sensitively controlled. What you need will come running to you if you don't run after the wants, desires.
Yes.
It has happened in my life every moment. Even if I wish to go to see somebody because there may be death in the family or something has happened, or out of compassion I want to help my maybe classmate or all whatever I need, be it railway booking or air ticket booking, in a very convenient way it will be done automatically with the least cost. I day in day out I see His grace.
Yes.
So it is a wonderful process when we practice more and more.
Yes.
As you said, we don't have to wait till years or ages or lives to see the consequences of our karma. You cleansed the backlog.
Yeah.
Then whatever you put in,
yes,
it comes back.
It comes back. And it's become it becomes a very, very interesting and very, very exhilarating journey actually from then on. Beautiful. Thank you so much, sir. I know we can continue the discussion, but we will have to pray to Swami that He allows us to spend more time on this in the coming episode. And there, like this, there are so many lovely tenets that Bhagwan has given in this Sandhya Nivarani. Dear listeners, do spend time and every day just spend few minutes just reading one or two and see how you can internalize them, how you can bring them into your daily life and living, and then you will see that little beautiful things will start happening in your lives, and you will want to make a journal of my experiments with His message, and it will be a very beautiful treatise which will add so much of happiness to your life. As always, if you have any queries, please feel free to write to us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send us your comments on our WhatsApp number 9393258258. Thank you so much for being with us and offering this little endeavor at His lotus feet at Ikudiv, and we pray to Swami that He helps us and guides us to spend more and more time contemplating on His message, so that one day our lives become His message. Thank you so much, Sarah.
May I add one small thing?
Please.
In my endeavor, two books which have impressed me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about Swami's literature.
Mm-hmm.
One was Sadhana, the inward path.
Yes.
It's inward path, it's not external.
It's a very beautiful book, yes.
And second, there's been a lot of doubts were there in my mind.
Yes, Sandhya Nivarani. Absolutely.
It has helped me a lot, immensely.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this beautiful tip, sir. Yes, those are amazing books, Sadhana, yeah. The Inward Path, which was compilation of Bhagwan's teachings written by Professor Kasturi. And it's sometimes you feel if you read that, just that it's one enough. Book, that's enough.
Yes.
Swami's, all the teachings are condensed in that.
But put into practice, every sentence is a nugget.
Powerful. And the same with Sandhya Nivarani.
Yeah.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear listeners. Sairam.